Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. An abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
It's cold on the moon. For one thing, there is no atmosphere. The world is a vacuum, icy vacuum. And I have no gloves. My hands freeze every time I venture to the surface. Why do I go to the surface, do you ask? To play in the snow. Never go play in the snow on the moon without a proper set of gloves. Did your mother teach you nothing? In your future, the western coast of North Africa will be a den of drifters, heathen and scum. But if you want a good drink, get yourself there.
Well, I have to say, you guys sure picked an exotic location for this vacation we're on.
We certainly did.
It's quite, I don't know, it's really humid here.
Well, the Barbary Coast is very humid.
Yeah, it's known for that, right?
Yes, but it's a dry humidity.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it's much more palatable to your senses.
It still feels thick with heat,
yes. But
it's dry.
Yes. Okay, well,
the dry humidity.
Dry humidity.
You know, this is amazing that we were able to get back together again after all these years.
Yes, it's been a while since we've seen each other.
Yeah.
I know I've been busy doing quantum mechanics.
And I was imprisoned as an enemy of the state.
Oh, wow, yeah. I took a part-time job at Walmart nearby where I live.
Was that you?
Yeah, that was me, yeah.
I thought, I asked you, I believe, one time where the quantum mechanic wrenches were, and you said, we don't have that here, and I laughed.
Oh, Carl, that was you.
I did not recognize you.
Oh,
I should have known your name tag said Kevin.
Yeah.
I should have known it was you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought you were destined for much bigger things than being at Walmart and going...
Oh, I know. I was heavy into the neuroscience, right? Really going down that path, and then I had a bit of a setback, personally. Personal setback.
Oh, emotional?
Yeah.
Mental?
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that.
Could you say that you had a complete breakdown?
Yeah. Yeah, you could absolutely say that.
So you had a complete mental and emotional breakdown?
Well, yes. Well, I was... Okay.
Could it be said that you became psychotic?
Somewhat. Yes. I was actually a danger to myself. I needed to be institutionalized for a short time.
And could it be surmised
that
you were an extreme danger to those around you, especially those you loved the most?
Well, yeah, Roger. Yeah, I was.
It's odd that Walmart would hire such a person. I guess they don't look at your background?
Well, actually, they were looking for someone exactly like me.
Really?
My profile was exactly what they needed. They needed someone on cash, and they needed someone who wouldn't take, as they say, guff from the patrons.
Ah, yes. Well, no guff taken.
No, none. I'm a hair trigger. Like, someone says this price is wrong, I lose my mind. The knife comes out. It's a rusty bed spring, actually, which I've sharpened.
One mystery which remains unsolved.
Yeah, right.
What caused you to snap thus?
What was it?
Indeed. Well, I can tell you. It was my last year of medical school.
Welcome to your last year of medical school.
Hooray!
Well, this is fantastic. I'm so excited. I'm working on my thesis, Professor. I've got my subject over here. Excuse me, sir?
Yeah?
Yeah, so this may cause you slight discomfort. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you've signed your waiver?
Yes, I have.
All right, now there's going to be several amperes of electricity going into your brain.
I was told 4?
Yeah, it could be up to 7.
Oh, well, okay. It's almost double, but okay.
And you are clear on the difference between amperes and volts?
No.
Well, neither am I.
Okay.
So that's really good. So what's going to happen now is I'm going to flip this switch, and I'm going to try to impress a memory that you did not actually have into your brain.
Okay.
All right. I can't tell you what the content of that memory is, but afterwards I'll quiz you on what that memory is, and if it's there, my experiment's a success.
Okay.
If it fails, you could completely liquefy your brain.
Yeah, all right. I'm cool. I signed the waiver.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How will we know that you're not just saying, yeah, that's what I impressed upon you, whatever he says?
Great question. That's a great question.
Thank you.
I've never met this man other than today.
I'm just a fan of science, so I showed up.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, I'm excited. There's a 2-drink minimum, by the way, everyone who's watching this thesis. So,
I've had 3.
Okay, well, that's good. You're relaxed then, all right?
Also.
Okay, just a second here. Let me adjust the amperage. There's a less than or greater than sign on here. I'm just going to set it to greater than, just to be safe.
So I just put this thing on my head?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, just bite. All right.
Okay, Randy.
Okay, here we go. Professor?
I'm excited too. Yeah.
I came up with this experiment last night. Just last night.
I am sitting here with your degree in my hand, just ready and waiting to just give this to you.
And I'm biting the thing in my mouth.
Okay, here I'm flipping my hands. The tension is rising here. All right. Everyone, if I could all hold your collective breaths. Here I go. And
what?
Oh my God. Oh my God, he's foaming. He's foaming. Sir!
Oh.
Sir!
That's expanding.
Oh my God.
What are you doing to him?
Disconnect this.
Stop this. Stop this.
It won't shut off. It won't shut off. Sir.
His head exploded. Spectacular as that was.
What have I done?
You, sir, have failed.
Failed. And that's pretty much what happened.
So you snapped?
Yeah, Well, long story short, after the random gentleman who I used for the experiment, after his head exploded, I went over and grabbed the diodes and the anodes, and I put them in my own mouth in an effort to somehow salvage something. And I flipped the switch, and the memory I impressed in my own brain was a memory of that event failing, and it's on infinitely.
You amplified your own memory.
Thanks, Roger.
Of that traumatic moment.
Traumatic indeed.
And so as of now, you are an ex-convict.
Exactly.
For a murderer.
Yeah.
No family.
That's it.
No friends.
No.
No one would miss you if you were to, say, mysteriously disappear.
Ooh. Maybe you guys?
In a way, we have mysteriously disappeared, gentlemen, for we are on the Barbary Coast.
Yes.
Away from the civilization we knew. Expatriates.
Well, that's why I actually invited you guys here. I wanted to come here because I thought maybe there was some way to save me. Some way to fix me.
Well, that's odd. I thought I invited us here.
Strange, gentlemen, for I thought that I had invited us all here. Interesting. I wonder who really has invited us here.
Could it be that when I augmented my memory, I actually thought so hard about this reunion that by over long distance through some kind of means that we don't fully understand, I implanted this idea into both of your heads so we all think that we invited each other here.
That is a possibility.
I would say that is a probability.
Wow.
I'm more worried about the memories of that event imprinted on your brain, containing the memories of the man you murdered. And I'm worried that man is suggesting things that you don't even realize are being suggested.
Good God.
I mean, he could not have been on board with having his head blown out. He may have signed a waiver, but he could not have been in favor of it.
My dear friends, I'm just a humble freedom fighter and terrorist. I don't understand this science you're talking about.
If we're going to sort this out, if we're going to figure this out, we're going to do it together, as we always do.
Yes. The triumvirate of fun. That's what we called ourselves when we were children. Triumvirate of fun.
TOF forever.
Tough. Now there was a bar
Oh, yes.
It's just a short ways from here.
Over here, the bar of the Barbary Coast.
Barbary.
Barbary. Excellent.
Yeah?
Honey. Here it is.
Ah.
Bustling. So many people, full of possibilities.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, come in!
Oh, hello, it's the proprietor.
Oh, hello.
Hello there.
Three expatriates!
Here we are, yes, we are.
How may I help you, gentlemen?
Well, usually people come into a bar to drink to forget.
Ah, yes.
We would like to drink to remember.
Oh,
exactly.
Well, this bar specializes in remembrance, my friends. Please, have a seat in this dark booth in the corner.
Where
you may meet shadowy figures.
Oh, okay.
Exciting trades and deals.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, it's fantastic. It's comfortable. It's dark. Mm-hmm. It's dark. I can barely see.
I bought some munitions here once.
You did?
Yes.
Ah.
Very hush-hush, very volatile, and certainly illegal.
Well, maybe not talk about it.
Oh, I've already done my time.
Oh,
very good.
Am I the only one of us that hasn't been in prison?
Have you been in prison?
Yes.
Okay.
No, the answer is no. You're not the only one of us.
Well, I broke the rules of quantum mechanics, and I was put in prison for a year and a half.
And rightly so.
What? You don't break those rules.
No, those rules are hard and fast. So all three of us, fringe dwellers on society's edge.
And no one would miss us if we were gone from mysterious circumstances?
No.
Nothing left to lose, nor anything interesting to gain.
No, none. Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, look. Here comes a gentleman in a fez.
Hello. Gentlemen, I see you are in the booth in the dark corner.
Yes, of course.
Perhaps you'd like to deal in some dealings?
Well, I do enjoy.
This seems to be up your alley.
Well, yes, you can leave this to me, although I have forgotten why we came here in the first place.
Well, we're looking for a little bit of retribution.
All right, then.
And we thought we'd drink to remember.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
We've yet to order drinks.
Excellent. Well, yes, sir, we're here to drink to remember, and also we seek retribution.
Ah, retribution. I specialize in it. With this little device, you may have all the retribution you need.
Some corkscrew attached to a radio.
Yeah, like a scarab in some way.
Yeah, like a beetle?
Yeah, it's like a beetle corkscrew attached to a radio. Wings.
Fluttering wings.
And it can be yours for the simple price of one memory.
So we give you a memory, sir.
Yes.
And you give us that device.
That's it. That's all it costs.
And
you can have all the retribution in the world.
One memory. What should we choose?
Oh, we better get that drink to remember.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a good plan.
Gentlemen! The
proprietor's here, yes.
Yes.
Oh, hello!
Gentlemen, I bring you a platter of drinks. One for each of you.
What about me, Bradley?
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, Alphonse. Yes, you may have whatever you wish.
I would like a glass of soda water.
Excellent, sir. Excellent choice, my friend. So, here you are. These tinctures mixed with mist.
Tinctures?
And a little bit orange cacao.
Oh, the rarest of the cacao.
It is, look at it.
This will bring back memories, not just of yours, but of other latent memories impressed upon your consciousnesses. And so enjoy, my friends, on the house, as they say.
So, we have to give one of our memories to Alphonse.
Yes.
And these tinctures will help us discover in ourselves which memory to give to him so that we can receive this electronic scarab.
Remember, whatever memory you give me, you will no longer have it. It will be mine. Forever.
And remember, my friends, every deal made in the Barbary Coast Bar goes horribly wrong!
That sounds horrible.
It does.
Well, that's the price we pay.
Well, we have to choose memory correctly.
All
gentlemen,
right.
I'll go first. I'll drink first.
Okay.
And I'll let you know what memory comes up.
Go for it.
Oh my. I can really taste the cacao. Oh, I'm remembering. I'm remembering when my wife left me. Jennifer, where are you going?
I'm going out for a cigarette, some groceries, and a new life.
And she never came back. Oh, I'd give anything to get rid of that memory. You may have it, Alphonse.
Wait, wait! Let me see if I have one that is more appealing to Alphonse than that one. I'll try your penis. I was 4 years old. I was playing with a stick with a nail in it.
Hey!
My twin brother.
Cool stick!
I swung it at his head.
Can I... Oh!
And with that, I lobotomized him. He was never the same. Oh, what a horrible memory. I would give anything to hear that memory.
Aye, Roger. I'm yet to take this cacao-ish drink. 3, 2, 1, down the hatch, gentlemen. Adios.
Bombs.
Yep, bombs away. Here we go. Mmm. Oh, memory in my head is not my own, but of a woman I loved. She died in a fire as I was trying to detonate Big Ben.
Why won't you take me out of this fire? Put your bomb away and save me!
My dear, I'm torn between your love and my own need to take down this brutal, corrupt government.
I would suggest that it would still be there if you saved me.
We went into this together, my dear, and now my love, it's all going awry.
Never forget that I died in a fire!
She screamed that over and over again as she burned, perfectly able to leave that fiery hellhole, and yet she just stayed there screaming, never forget that I died in the fire.
Such was her love for you.
Huh? Such was her love for her to make me never forget. And yet that is the first time I've remembered it from her perspective. Incredible, watching me run away.
I think we have the memory we're going to give to Alphonse.
Yes.
It's quite clear.
Is it?
Is it?
All of them.
Alphonse, will you take all three memories in exchange for this device?
It's obviously a better deal for you, Alphonse.
Well, then I retain all three memories. The key is that I now have that memory. I would have to live with you murdering your brother.
Lobotomizing.
You having your wife leave you. And you having the memory of someone else watching you let them die in a fire.
Isn't that strange?
It is strange.
Alphonse retains these memories and lives with them. Forever.
What's your deal, Alphonse? You seem like a glum fellow.
I'm a memory hoarder.
A memory hoarder?
Yeah, I collect them and exchange them for goods and services.
You're like a cesspool of misery.
I have so many terrible memories that aren't my own.
Oh, Barbary Coast.
But you may have this device for all three memories. I feel such sadness for you all, but these are the saddest memories I've ever heard of.
Then take them! Take them with an open mouth kiss!
Alphonse, come here.
Is that how it works?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, well, I have to say I did not mind it.
Everyone put your hands on the table.
Oh, all right.
And touch the device.
Yes, right.
There we go.
Excellent.
And now, on the count of three, say, take these memories from me. 1, 2, 3.
Take these memories from me, Alphonse.
They're mine. Try and remember them now.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to be remembering.
I don't understand.
I remember leaving a woman behind in a horrible fire, but I wonder what she was thinking.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Gentlemen, the device of retribution is yours.
There it is.
You may use it as you see fit. Retribute. I must go.
There he goes. Shambling. It seems as though he's heavier than he came. Weighed down. Misery.
I'll bet he gets invited to absolutely zero parties.
I would
unless
say
it's
not.
A party where people want to get rid of things.
Yes.
Like a swap meet.
Gentlemen, we have retribution in our hands.
I can't.
To what are we retributing?
I was never clear on that. If we could somehow target the state of England, I'd be all right with it. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Anarchy. It's always anarchy.
I had hoped that with retribution we could help our friend. He's been a murderer. No one would miss him. We could put him out of his misery and gain retribution that way.
I'm certainly unclear on what the word retribution means.
To repay? Is that what we're looking at here?
There was a tribute, and then there was a retribute.
We were getting paid back for something that was done to us.
Isn't that reciprocation?
her.
I still think someone else is pulling the strings, gentlemen. We never did find out who invited us here.
It's true. Maybe this electronic scarab will let us know who invited us here.
Well, who wants to open mouth kiss it first?
I think we could just use the on switch.
Oh, all right. I'm just going to flick it with my tongue.
There it goes.
Oh, I see a shimmering figure of a tiny hologram.
Hello, gentlemen. It is I, the volunteer whose brain exploded way back in the day.
I never even knew your name. Can we talk to you? Can you hear us?
I can hear you. I have contacted you from beyond using this device of retribution, but it is not your retribution. It is mine.
Is there any chance... We're having a little bit of a discussion here that you could define retribution for us. It's been bandied about. We're not quite sure exactly what it means.
In this particular instance, it's revenge.
I'm quite sure that's the closest we've got to the actual definition of the word.
My revenge for you blowing up my brain.
But you know it was an accident, right?
Was it? Think back to that day.
You've blown up his head!
But it was an accident! It was an absolute accident! I was just trying to make my experiment work to see if I could impress upon his mind a memory that he didn't have!
Obviously, sir, this man's head is gone, and you have failed!
I did fail. My own hubristic need to show that I could do something that had never been done before. I took this man, this drifter, who was on the street, and I brought him in here, knowing full well.
And what had you promised him instead?
Instead,
he's got no mouth, no throat. Just an empty cavern on top of his body.
A smoking crater where his brain used to be. And I'm responsible. I'm responsible.
That's right. You knew full well what would happen to me. And you just did it to impress your boss and get your degree at school in science. And instead, you lived a life as a murderer and a Walmart employee.
How are we communicating? Your head has exploded, and you have died.
My head was transported to another dimension thanks to his device, and I've waited years to have this device to allow me my retribution.
Carl, you never mentioned interdimensional travel in your
head. I didn't think that it was possible.
I think it was a ramification of my experiment.
A side effect.
Are you satisfied now? Are you satisfied?
I'm satisfied. How were your orange cacao drinks?
They
evoke painful memories that we've since...
We think they were painful, we're not quite sure.
Oh yes, painful memory, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And tell me of your families.
Well, I don't remember my family.
I'm an only child.
I don't think I have any family to speak of.
And, tell me who would miss you.
Well, no one really.
I don't think.
Maybe two. You don't think so, that...
And say you disappeared under mysterious circumstances.
No one would be missing me.
No one would know.
I'm a pariah.
We're in a dark corner of a bar. Oh my god. The walls just went up around our booth.
That's right, gentlemen. It's now filling up with gas. You are dying. In a bar on the Barbary Coast. My retribution from beyond this dimension is complete. Goodbye!
Gentlemen.
Roger.
This, I forgot that this is one of the poor features of this bar. It's the gas chamber.
Oh, we should not have taken this.
Right. Yes.
Every deal made in the Barbary Coast Bar goes horribly wrong! I'll get your beer.
You'll never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you.
A Night on the Barbary Coast, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Roger, the Professor, the Bartender, Jennifer, and Kevin's twin brother. Lee Smart as Kevin, and Nug Nargang as Carl, the test subject, Alphonse, and the woman Roger loved. Recorded live at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, but now you can wear Illusionoid. Visit our store on tpublic.com to get the official Illusionoid t-shirt. All proceeds from the shirt go directly to support this podcast. Go to tpublic.com and search for Illusionoid. Get the official t-shirt of the doomed future at tpublic.com. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.